Chapter 20. Out in the woodlands, smoke billowed into the night. Heavy smoke, thick and greasy. It came from wet, rotten vegetation, which had been piled onto a big fire. Hornets and wasps would not venture into the befugged area, coughing, spitting, sneezing, and constantly mopping at their eyes. Grunt and Curdly and his brown rats crouched around 10 of these fires. None of them even resembled brown rats. Every beast who had lived through the stinging attack was heavily coated in greeny black marsh mud. Laggle, the old female healer, staggered about dispensing advice.
Smear it on thick as you can, then leave it, no matter how much it itches or stings. Leave it. Tomorrow, when that scamming ooze hardens up with the sunlight, it'll peel off and bring all the stings out along with it.
Gruntan had missed most of the body stings by staying submerged in the stream, though his head was swollen and lumpy where the wasps and hornets had attacked it. Stringle looked for all the world like a rat sculpture in mud, with holes for his eyes, nostrils and mouth. Gruntan moved his head in Stringle's direction slowly and painfully. He winced as he spoke.
"Mimmer Thorman, you pick up a path."
Stringle scraped some mud from his ears.
"What was that, boss?"
Gruntan huffed irately.
"A thud, you pick up a path, Mimmer Thorman, fool of the blight."
Not wanting to anger his boss further, Stringle whispered to old Laggle the healer.
"Do you think the wasps got down his ears and stung him in the brains? He ain't making sense."
Laggle waddled over to Gruntan. She tapped his chin.
"Open your mouth. Wide."
Gruntan narrowed his already swollen eyes.
"Open a mouth? What are you doing that form?"
The old healer was a no-nonsense type. She began prising his mouth open.
"I said, open your mouth, Curdly. You're talking rubbish. And I want to see why."
Laggle took a swift peek inside his mouth, blanched at the odour of his breath, then gave a diagnosis.
"Ha! No wonder you can't talk proper. Your tongue's been stung about 9 or 10 times, I'd say, by the blisters on it."
Gruntan touched the paw to his tongue and winced again.
"My tongue's been stung by the wops."
Laggle shook her head resignedly.
"That's what I just said. Now, what did you want to say to Stringle?"
Gruntan made an effort to speak clearly. It failed.
"I fooled him to pick up a smooth path in a foreman."
Fortunately, Laggle understood. She translated to Stringle.
"He says he told you to pick up the shoe's tracks in the morning."
The mud statue that was Stringle nodded forlornly.
"Understood, boss,"
he murmured miserably to Laggle.
"That's even I'm still alive at dawn."
Gruntan stirred the fire with a spear, causing fresh billows of stinking smoke to set every beast hacking and coughing painfully. He crouched low, rubbing both eyes and muttering darkly.
"When I get those logboats, I'll bake those shoes, scream for Burfy. Oh, yes, I'll bake them snoddy."
Noggo nudged his scout companion, Bicklow.
"What did the boss say just then?"
Bicklow shrugged.
"I don't know, but he'll bring bad luck on us all using language like that, mate."
Noggo licked mud from his muzzle tip and spat distastefully.
"Bring bad luck? Does that mean we've been having good luck so far?"